All right. Hey, Brad McLeod here, SoulGrinderPT.com. Just super psyched today. If I sound just a tad tired, it's just because I just got out of jiu-jitsu and got my butt kicked several times. But yeah, just really excited. Brain waves really just start kicking in after a hard workout. Whether it's the barbell or out on a long body weight run, trail run even. But especially here at Jits, even though, you may be, muscles may be a little tired, the brain just, really just firing on all cylinders. I don't know what it is, if it's endorphins or, whatever it is. The point out of it's just that I had a couple really good ideas, after I finished rolling and in jiu-jitsu, and even though I got my butt kicked numerous times, I thought the ideas were, really good. And one of those, I talked with my friend the other day, Arno Ilgner, and, we're talking about good stress versus bad stress. And I just kind of wanted to condense that down into just some real simple points in that, all day yesterday, rest, water, got to bed early, did some reading, just really rested the mind, even had time to reflect, just sat, not really in meditation, but just sitting, reflecting on the day, what have you. And, the point out of that, it just being that, a very good, in terms of, recovery, what have you. But that I got my body and mind prepared, for the day today, which I went into much more stressful mode, and a good stress in that, worked out really hard, had like 4 sparring sessions, all of which I think I got beat in, but I really learned a lot. And so my point out of that is just, that's the good stress. And what we're, trying to do, athletes ask me all the time, how do I get prepared for, a big event, something that's going to be really mentally tough. And, for them, I just always go back to, you want to take incremental steps of, stress, good stress, in that you prepare, and whatever it is, you may walk your first 5K. And then from there, you run your first 5K. And then from there, you try to reduce down that amount of time by a minute or two. And then from there, maybe you turn that into a trail run. Maybe from there, it goes to a 10K. You guys get the example there, too. Eventually, you're running a full marathon, or you're, it's a half marathon, full marathon out in the woods, hard trail run. The same for jiu-jitsu, same for, any other type of activity, trying out for buds or what have you. You want to go through incremental steps to train the mind, in a good sense, the mental toughness, build up the mind and the body, in increments, to where you can, get prepared for that, whether it's, doing a long tough mudder race and eventually working your way up to Go Ruck or a 20X challenge, eventually going to Kokoro. You guys have heard me say before, I think there's a 95% graduation rate for Kokoro graduates going to Buds, which is, astronomical. It's kind of hard to believe that, it's not hard for me to believe, but maybe hard for others to believe, when there is a 80% attrition failure rate at Buds. So you're stacking the numbers in the opposite direction. My point out all that, long way of saying, is that going in increments, building your way up, bringing good stress into your life, and, every day trying to eliminate the bad stress. Many of us, we have to drive to work and traffic, phones ringing off the hook. We live in a, chaotic times, good times in that we have good technology, but, bad in some sense in that, many of us are trying to go to bed at night and we may have a bad habit of watching TV right before, the evening news. And, all of y'all know the majority of that's going to be bad news. So we're trying to eliminate that, stress, take that bad stress out of your life. Every day, go out, try to take a bad stress out of your life and replace that with a good stress. So, instead of listening to the evening news talking about, murder and all this other craziness, we take that bad stress out and we turn that into a good stress of reading a good positive book for 5-10 minutes before we go to bed, conditioning the mind, getting the mind ready. So much that can be done with reading good books, putting good things into your mind. You know, the other side of it too is, you know, maybe there's an opportunity where you can, instead of, you know, driving to work, maybe you can ride your bike, or you can, you know, even walk, or you can ride a, say even ride the bus. It may even be, you know, in some cases less stressful than, say, sitting in gridlock traffic. I know in Atlanta on 285, you know, the traffic can just be epic. And so, you know, riding MARTA, maybe a little bit slower. Well, it is slower and, you know, maybe a little bit inconvenient, but it can be, that may be a time where you can, you know, put in the earphones, just listen to a good audio, read a good book, and ride the MARTA public transportation. So I'm just giving you guys some examples. And what we want to do out of all of that, you know, we talk about good stress, bad stress. So let's just take this into an actionable item where we have our homework, even myself included, Levi and I here today, I'm going to do this too, is that let's identify one bad stress that we have in our life. For some of us, there's going to be 6 and 8. And, you know, that's understandable. Let's just take one that we believe that today that we can reduce or eliminate and replace that with something good. So even if it's, you know, it may even be just a meal, instead of pulling into fast food, let's just try to go sit down and maybe have, you know, a good, you know, lean meat, salad, what have you, even just from the food intake diet, you know. But then again, traffic, there's so many different things we can try to, maybe we put our phone on airplane mode or whatever it is, or turn it off for an hour. Maybe that's it alone. It's just the hour spent reading and talking with friends or just something good, right? But yeah, so that's our actionable item. I encourage you guys to email me, brad@sillgrinderpt.com. Let me know what you did today to eliminate a bad stress or reduce a bad stress, and what you did to replace it with a good stress, whether it was going out for a walk, going out for a run, going to JITS, you know, whatever that is, reading a book, good, you know, put good things into your mind, put things, good stresses on your body. I want you to email me, let me know, hit me up with questions anytime. I try to answer all emails. But yeah, hey, this is Brad McLeod, and I'm just super psyched today. Sun's shining, had a really good, wrestling workout. But yeah, Brad McLeod, SillGrinderPT.com, and I am out.